You're listening to a podcast by the United Nations Research Institute for Social Development and the United Nations Non-Governmental Liaison Service.
Marie Farr, who already gave us a first presentation during the main conference, and we'll develop it a bit more further, I think, getting down to the issues of territorial strategies and complementary currencies supporting those.
Merci. Donc effectivement.
Thank you. I shall focus in this presentation on territorial aspects of development dynamics and complementary currencies. The concept of territorial development is gaining ground in research and in the minds of development actors and in the civil society. And this cannot be understood as a part of land, but rather as a very complex system comprised of various actors who act. This gives rise to territorial development dynamics, and it is the actors who create this collective action. How can we improve the real capacity of territories to evaluate their human and natural resources, mobilize the public, and achieve sustainable development? The territories are going to equip themselves with tools and instruments for the complementary currencies. Local groups are going to become more and more interested, as well as the civil society, in complementary currencies. We've noted the potential of these currencies in territorial development, but it's not understood well. There are many questions. How can these currencies promote sustainable territorial development? What is their contribution? What added value do they provide? And what are the stumbling blocks to be avoided? So these are the questions that I am seeking to answer. I'm going to present the stakes of territorial development and complementary currencies. There may be different situations we can note, the territorial development, exchange and social development. I'm going to be coming back to these three dimensions successively. The first dimension, territorial development of activities, underscores an economic viewpoint, the establishment of a currency that may be used only within a territory. This may promote local use and encourage local production. And this is part of endogenous territorial development dynamics in the territory, and this enables us to reestablish the balance between local production and the production of a major enterprise, and it helps us to respond to training and income needs. And the local actors establish themselves through a local community using the currency and based on principles of solidarity and reciprocity. This promotes active, multidimensional citizenship through the creation of collective groups, proximity groups, where there is a democratic participation of the membership that is encouraged. New forms of partnership may be created, thus strengthening local democracy. It's a matter of introducing currencies in the dynamic field, making territorial development dynamics a reality is within an area. But there are a number of tools that are necessary, an insurge of currencies, to have access to credits, to avoid inequalities in access to credit. We can note automatic credit free of charge. This is in banks, for example, or a microfinance system, for example, in certain Brazilian systems or in German systems. And members are increasingly solvable and are able to avail themselves of these credits. The second tool that can be set up in order to make this dynamic is to encourage a currency to promote circulation of riches in the territory. So this is the case of complementary local currencies in France or in Germany. Could you please explain what a currency that loses its face value, a melted currency, and after a period of 3 months or a set period, people will have to buy a seal that is going to be stuck onto this currency so that it can be used once again. Now, two comments with respect to the first two objectives, making activities more territorial and trade more dynamic. We can mention that the currency will be difficult to convert into another currency. And there is a diversity of services and a number of sufficient actors and the breadth of the network. These are all key factors for the use of these currencies. Now, the third stake involved in territorial development is practices in social development through transformation of the practices. The individual consumption practices are developed and changed, and the consumer policies are changed. The company's practices are changed by the development of selection criteria charters with a view to developing more sustainable practices to establish an ecologically minded citizenship through fostering of individual consumer practices and training the actors involved. Everything that has to do with meeting the needs and satisfying needs requires enhancing productive capacities of those who aren't that familiar by setting up a number of rules, statutes, and looking at how to provide more equity in trade and more social equity. There's a need to rethink all of these riches and determine what has to be included. We need to make access to economic knowledge more democratic. We need a participatory approach through groups of actors involved with these currencies. We have to have a democratic definition of issuing rights, payment instruments, the governance rules that are going to be at the heart of this citizens' governance of currencies. Now, looking at these potentials, they may be numerous. The local communities are committing themselves more and more to these arrangements, and there may be various modalities in play. The local communities serve as the driving forces for territorial development dynamics and complementary currencies. The various modalities may include technical, even financial support to encourage deployment of these arrangements in the territory. I'm referring to the making available of media, publications, material in general. This is the case for time banks, for example. And there may be financial support for these arrangements. We find this in certain Anglo-Saxon time banks and in transition arrangements and various areas. And we can go even further by integrating these currencies as part of specific public policies. These public policies may include social policies. Here we find again the example of the Time Bank or the Brazilian Bank. We need to give new dynamism to the social network and avoid poverty and exclusion, but in the case of environmental policy, by promoting responsible, as it were, consumer practices and sustainable development, and by promoting a relaunching of economic development in the territory, we find the example of the Brazilian community banks, of certain radios, for example. And we observe over the years that the authorities, the public authorities, are increasingly interested in these arrangements. But there are also development actors, both in countries of the north and of the south, who are increasingly interested. And there are more and more instruments, as Jerome has mentioned. So we note that these currencies are strong. And the territory may be seen in terms of its full complexity and diversity. We still haven't been able to tap all of this and needs to be further explored. I'd like to mention a number of points. First of all, to promote the territorial development objective and embed these complementary currencies in the territory, we need to have other territorial development tools as part of a true endogenous development strategy. When speaking about tools, I'm speaking about political tools of social and solidarity economy, and they're going to have various effects. I'm referring to microcredits, purchasing groups, the formation of cooperatives, responsible investment, or territorial economic cooperation centers, together with economic instruments and economic and ecological transition instruments. A second potential is an increased role of the public authorities in these arrangements. They may accept payment of local taxes in local currency, in social and complementary currencies. They may develop policies to promote ecological thinking on the part of citizens. And the third point I would like to highlight has to do with the possibilities of creating gateways between the various generations Jerome mentioned, to adopt an integrated approach, this type of perspective, in plurality of currencies, come into play when we have various currencies. There's also the principle of monetary subsidiarity and monetary federalism. With respect to further action, it is necessary to develop assessment tools and to use this evaluation as part of the pilot project. We have to look at these experiments and see how these currencies contribute a social value. The results differ greatly depending on the various types of arrangements in place. There's another point that has to do with the legal framework. I did have a slide I had wished to show you concerning the establishment of rules or the change of rules in certain countries in order to integrate the tool of complementary currencies. We know for some countries in Latin America, it truly is a matter of giving these currencies a legal framework so that they may be fully used. Because they still remain in what we call the gray zone of regulation. We also mentioned the various scales a few days ago. And we wonder whether it's necessary to have this level. We have to look at the relevant size of these provisions. We have to look at what stumbling blocks we need to avoid, whether a partnership should be developed, if so, with whom, how, and through the setting up of which strategies in order to promote territorial development. And in further action, I wish to mention some problems that have to do with having the public authorities use these tools as an instrument. And we already have a number of complementary currencies in use, but they don't necessarily all have the same objectives. And the motivation behind using these complementary currencies may differ. And there may be technical tools that are not managed or administered by the community. To sum up, I wish to highlight two ideas. These currencies are tools that actors in the territory may use through different forms of proximity, by setting up networks for the actors, by drawing up networks for consumers. And they are geared at social innovation and experimentation with a view to affecting changes in society. They may be connected with local initiatives to establish a holistic approach, enabling us to increase capacities of actors in the local community to enhance their power to act. They may appear to be symbols of partnership and assembly that may crystallize collective objectives, but they are also fostering a different approach with respect to the local community, an inclusive approach with various actors, the productive authorities, companies, etc., banks. But when establishing a society, we have to see what can be done. And I think that this is the aspect that is being addressed by also underscoring the plastic side of currencies. Thank you.
Check out our other podcasts available free on the iTunes Store. For more information, go to our website, www.unris.org. Thank you for listening.